So what does it mean to be truly wise? That's what James is asking. And a good question for our two candidates, Eleanor and Linda, but for all of us. Because wisdom is something that people don't really understand or get much these days. We're about to launch, we actually launched into the party conference season. And we see our politicians debating this, that and the other. And it's kind of like a bunch of car crashes as the various parties tear themselves apart, arguing about what it means to be wise or what they should be campaigning for and believing. And actually, in the right mess we're in at the moment about Brexit as a country, we need to pray for all of them that they begin to be more wise. The difficulty is that wisdom, as James puts it, is twofold. You can have human wisdom and you can have God-given wisdom. And human wisdom is fine. Human wisdom is, you know, something which every human being has got because we're all made in the image of God. But it won't, in the end, get you to the fullness of understanding what life is all about. You see, James is writing a letter here to try and help Christians who haven't quite got that their life is one life. It's integrated. Some people have not liked James very much because he's very practical. And they say, oh, James teaches you can be saved by doing good. Whereas Paul talks about faith and how you become a Christian through faith. But actually, you shouldn't put James and Paul against each other. Because what James writes is the complementarity and the fullness of what Paul writes about. If you want to know what it means to be a truly spiritual Christian, you read the letters of Paul, but you must also read James. Because James tells you what it means to be a practical, down-to-earth Christian, but to realize that being practical and down-to-earth, paradoxically, comes from above. So here's James chapter 3. It's on page 1215. If you're a Magna Carta lover. Some of you do history anyway, that's good. So, James chapter 3. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. You see, James is insistent. If you're going to be a Christian, your life has got to be consistent. It's got to measure up to what it is that you profess. So are you really wise and understanding? Well, if I came round the congregation and I said to you, do you think you're really truly clever and wise? You might give me a gift of answers. Mostly we're kind of self-effacing about that. Oh, I'm not very clever. I can't really do that unless you actually are a genius. You kind of don't want to talk about it. And even geniuses are mostly self-effacing. That's not the wisdom we're talking about here. We're talking about people who've got that when you're in contact with God, when you're in communion with God through Jesus Christ, then true wisdom comes. And James says, first of all, if you can spot this wisdom by the life you lead, let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Operating in social media these days, we get into all kinds of controversies. We argue non-stop. We're not very nice to each other. A spat goes off on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever else you use, and we have a great big argument. And sometimes we're not very kind to each other. But, James says, if you understand what wisdom is, it'll influence your life. You guys this morning are saying, by baptism and by confirmation, I want to be someone who lives that new life that Jesus has given me. You're going to be baptized, go under the water, and you're going to, by that sign of baptism, indicate that you've died to your old life under the water and you come up to resurrection life through the symbolism of baptism. You're then confirmed and you make promises about how you're going to live your life. And we're here to cheer you on and say, that's really good news. That's fantastic. We're so glad you're committing yourselves to this new life. But it's true for all of us as Christians that we then have to live it. And one of the first things you do is to say, how can I be wise? I can be wise because how my life is consonant with that. And James then, because he is always practical, he says, look, actually, it's dead easy to understand that this is something that's transformative. Because if you've got envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, then don't boast about it, because that's not the wisdom we're talking about. You see, if you big yourself up, if you really do say, I'm fantastic, I'm really wise, I'm a clever person, actually you haven't got it. You haven't understood what wisdom is all about. Yes, it's not about IQ. It's not about whether you can pass exams. It's not about whether you've got a degree. It's not about whether you're a high flyer at work. All those things are good, and they're God-given. But how you use them is actually important. And that sort of wisdom that only relies on yourself, James says, is the wrong thing. Because there's this wonderful word, introversion, turning in upon yourself, thinking that yourself is all that matters. And that's human wisdom. Such wisdom does not come from heaven. It's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. If you've got envy and selfish ambition, you find disorder and every evil practice. And James is really saying, look, actually, just spot whether you and your life are turned in upon yourself and you think you're the measure of all things, or whether you're actually living the life of God. And the great joy about being a Christian, the great thing that you're confessing this morning, is that actually God liberates us to be truly who we are, truly human, because spiritual wisdom is different. God liberates us by the power of his Spirit to be different sorts of people. And so he then goes on and says, look, the wisdom that comes from above, verse 17, is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Wow. I can't do that. You can't do that. But we can by the power of God's Spirit. When I lay hands on you in confirmation, I say, confirm, O Lord, your servant with your Holy Spirit. Because we all know that the Christian life can only be lived in the power of the Spirit. We'll be praying for more of the Spirit in your lives. You couldn't be a Christian without the Spirit. But we're going to ask for a bit more of that this morning. Is that all right? Yeah. So we're going to ask because all of us need the Holy Spirit. And that's the ingredient in your life that you need to become this pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive person. Wow. But that's what being holy is all about. That's what it means to be a Christian. Now, be careful as you read these words. This is not a mandate to be a kind of Christian doormat. When you read the stuff about submissive and impartial and sincere, if you're not careful, you think, oh, well, that means I've just got to give way to everybody and be a bit wet. No, this is about being an integrated person who is full of integrity and who can actually truly be someone who's pure and peace-loving. Peace-loving, bringing good relationships between people, considerate to others, believing that other people's good is better than mine, full of mercy and good fruit, giving out to others, loving your neighbour. It's a bit of a hard thing to sign up to, isn't it? Wow. Jesus Christ comes into your life and he messes with it in a good way, because he says to you, being a disciple means that you're somebody who actually does these things and lives them. And thank God you haven't got to do it in your own strength. Thank God it is the Holy Spirit in your life that makes it possible to be that person. And we're praying for you this morning that you'll be a peacemaker who sows in peace and reaps a harvest of righteousness. So what James is doing here is he's saying, look, there's a huge contrast between human life lived for myself and lived as a human being who's only out for myself and being someone who's transformed by God's Spirit to be what God wants us to be and to live the life of holiness. And actually, it's such an exciting and fantastic life. What you're doing this morning, we're really pleased about, just simply because we realize you're putting down markers in your life. Baptism and confirmation are outward signs of what God's doing in you to make you this person who reaps a harvest of righteousness. Great. Really good. Now, if you're here this morning and you haven't a clue what I'm talking about and you think, what is this bloke going on about? This is nonsense. Let me tell you that Christians believe the human beings need transformation. Christians believe that human beings in themselves cannot live a wise life. Christians believe that to be a wise person, you need to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit and to experience God for yourself in a new way. And if you're here this morning and you don't know that, well, I'm told that on Thursday, there's a portal for you because the new Alpha course kicks off here. And if you're someone who would say, well, I can't sign up to this stuff yet. I'm not actually sure what it means to be a Christian. I don't think I could call myself that. I'm very glad for these guys who are doing that. But actually, I'm not signed on the dotted line for this yet. Here is your chance to work out what true wisdom is all about and to enter into that new life that God has in store for you. And the Alpha course, Steve can tell you all about it, is something which can really transform your life as you listen to God and you search out Scripture in a very easy way, in a relaxed place where you can ask all the questions you've got about life. So if you haven't yet got to the stage where you say, I understand what this spiritual wisdom is about, and I can call myself a Christian and want to follow Jesus Christ, well, Alpha is a good portal into that. Or if you want to talk about it this morning, happy to talk about it at the end of the service, all right? And then James goes on and he says, from these two kinds of wisdom, a whole series of stuff about submitting yourself to God, which I'm not going to go into now or be here all morning. But there's a wonderful thing at the end here that he says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, come near to God, and he'll come near to you. And the words of this service are actually about you saying that for yourselves. I want to submit to Christ. I want to draw close to Christ. I want to resist the devil, and he will come close to me. And he will. And he is. And he has. So we're praying for you this morning. That's going to be the reality you experience as you go through this service. And that for all of us, we'll go out saying, we want to be wise. Wise not with the wisdom the world understands, though good though that is, but wise with the wisdom that God gives through his Spirit as we follow Jesus Christ. Amen.